Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Well, see you broadcast. Welcome to the Underground Collision here in Washington, D.C. Apologize for the weird lighting, but the sun just crept up right over, is popping its head right over that building right
over
there.
But it's beautiful.
But it's gorgeous here, yes, no doubt. And the White House is right on the other side, and yeah, it's all good, all good. And we are here with Malia Heimbuch from the Credit Union Association of New Mexico. You came a long ways to be here, Malia.
I did, yes, I did.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, I love to kick off GAC with the Underground. There's just no better way to get you inspired, get you excited to really start the marathon that you have to do at a sprint pace for the next 4 days.
Yes, I wholeheartedly take that advice. It's a marathon, not a sprint, for sure. So what are you, because you're also part of CU Pride as well, so you're going to be getting up there in front of the folks and talking. What's the topic at hand here today for you?
You know, I think the topic at hand really is just to get people inspired, get things kicked off and started. But, you know, when it comes to CU Pride, I am so excited. It was 4 years ago in this space that CU Pride really started to come to life. And in that 4 years, we now have award winners, right? Linda Bodie, who's one of the founders, you know, founding board members.
Last year she won the Wagner Award.
Won the Wagner Award. I mean, it really is awesome. We give a safe space for those in the community. We give a place for allies to come support the community. It really is, it's just a fun group to be a part of. They have a purpose. Credit Union, certainly, but even bigger than that, supporting, you know, the people helping people within our community, it's phenomenal. And I'll tell you, when it comes to New Mexico, we actually are proud to say we're actually the first state that, from a state association standpoint, we kicked off CU Shine a couple of years ago.
Really?
And that is our kind of CU Pride equivalent, if you will,
for the state-based.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And super fun things happening there. Last year, for example, June is Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
And last June, we had the Albuquerque Parade, and we had well over 100 credit union professionals and allies from the community and allies marching in the parade. It was awesome. Our talk about advocacy, right? We're here to do advocacy. We had legislators coming up saying, "What's CU Shine?" And we could talk about credit unions. It was a great foray into what credit unions do, how they support really their entire community. So super exciting stuff's happening with that. We've had a couple other CU Shine meetings since then. They get together from time to time, and it's always a good showing, heartfelt conversations happening. And when we're out there, you know, just like CU Pride, when we're out there, we not only get to talk about being in the GLBTQ plus community, but we also get to talk about credit unions. And it's a wonderful matchup of people helping people.
It's a great vehicle to introduce each one, right?
It sure is.
CU Shine and also credit unions. So I think you're getting two birds with one stone there, it sounds like.
You absolutely are.
Oh my gosh. So what are you going to be talking about in front of everybody today? Anything in particular, or just what you just said?
I'll tell you what. I think we have a panel of league presidents.
So
I think that the Underground, you know, could be, I don't know why they decided to let league presidents talk. They could, they may never turn to the next group of people. But today, I think our job really is just to get the mission of credit unions across and remind people why we're here. And it's because of everybody that's going to be in this room and everybody that's here. I love coming to GAC because everywhere you turn, every corner, there are credit union people in this very large city. And so that's really fun to me. So I think our job today is just to make sure if everybody walks away with half as much excitement as I have, I think that's what we're here to do.
I can tell the passion is there, Malia. I can tell the passion. Yeah, and so, and from, what do you hope to gain from this, obviously? Because I think you just kind of alluded to it. If folks can come away with just a little bit of passion, then they can take that into the big show down the street.
The beauty of everything the Underground does, it's not you come in and you think one way and you leave and you're still thinking the exact same. You come to the Underground and you walk in thinking, you know, having certain frameworks, and you leave so much broader thinking, well, what if and what if? And it really makes you think.
Yeah.
They're not easy questions they put out there, which is the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrong. There's no one way to do whatever the topic is. Mm-hmm. There's no one way. So the underground, for me, I always walk away thinking something a little differently, asking myself those hard questions that then I get to take, you know, at GAC, I'll get to take to my delegation and those that I see over the next couple of days and say, hey, this sparked a question in me. What do you think about it? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I don't even know what that is. And that's what
I
love.
You're not going to know until you get in there,
right? I love to walk in just open.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the underground at least brings to me and always has.
Good deal.
I walk away with questions, which at the end of the day I think is the most exciting part, mm-hmm. because then we get to evolve.
Exactly.
And when we look around at credit unions and, you know, when we talk to our legislators, which we're here to do, mm-hmm. we have to evolve. The world is different than it once was, and we are here to make sure they're guided in a way that allows credit unions to operate and serve their communities the way we all want to be serving our communities, and so that's what I'm here to do.
Couldn't agree more, Malia. Oh my gosh, well said. Anything else to add to wrap up? Because I know you have a busy morning here, so I don't want to monopolize your time here, but anything else to add before I let you go?
You know, thank you for having me. I love being part of the Underground specifically and Government Affairs Conference, and you do great work. You help spread the word.
Yes.
So I hope lots of people listen to you throughout the next 4 days for sure.
Okay.
And I'll become better people for it. Credit unions, you know, get the word out.
That's right. This is the week to do it.
All right,
Malia, thank you so much. Malia Heimbeck from Credit Union Association of New Mexico, the beautiful state of New Mexico. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Malia.
Thank you
so much.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns podcast, Despite Impossible.